Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we speak with the Assembly Majority Leader. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
And today we did talk to John Oseguera, the Majority Leader, and he lays out a number of very important next steps that he wants to take for the state of Nevada.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, John Galtney, and Andrew Barbano. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Plus some tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it. Swindle fraud and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a food, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Assembly Majority Leader John Oseguera. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And I wanted to ask you right off the bat your thoughts about both gubernatorial candidates saying that they will not raise taxes and that there is no need to raise taxes. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Sam, it's good to be back on the show. I think there's a couple things there. One, I think that they're looking at it correctly in that we need to look at reforms first. I think we need to look at where we can find efficiencies in government. And, you know, we have to get rid of the dead wood and figure out how we can do things better. So I think that part's absolutely correct. Once we finish that process, we'll have to see if there's something left over that needs to be taken care of on the revenue side.
Okay, now in previous times, we've had many people, including Majority Leader Horsford, talking about a $3 billion gap, but it's now appearing from research from the Nevada Policy Research Institute that the true figure is actually less than half that, about $1.4 billion. And Ed Vogel in the Review Journal explains the difference. The $3 billion figure includes new spending to end state worker furloughs and reinstate raises to handle increases in Medicaid cases and to compensate for the loss of stimulus funding and temporary tax dollars. So either way, it still looks like, you know, whichever number you take, $1.4 billion or $3 billion, that at some point revenue is going to have to be raised on the state level, or you're going to be passing everything off to the counties and the cities, and they'll end up having to raise their taxes. Your thought.
Well, First of all, on the NPRI study, I haven't had time to digest it completely, but remember, they're a fairly conservative think tank, and our experts, which include the governor's director of finance and our finance folks and private individuals like Jeremy Aguero with Applied Analysis that everyone listens to, are saying that number is closer to $3 billion. It does include, of course, the furloughs and the reductions in pay to state workers that by law have been set to expire in the next legislative session. It does include a number of around $600 million, which is federal money that won't be coming back. And so that's how you get to $3 billion, excuse me. So that's kind of how you add it up.
Yeah, actually, you know, this is the toughest problem that any leader in the state of Nevada ever has to go through. And as, you know, the lead head of your caucus, the buck really kind of starts and stops right there, so that you get the opportunity to, you know, put these things together. The really hard part about this is that we have gone, you know, 10-year cycles three times trying to get the kind of stability that we need to have in state government, and all of the things that we do seem to come together in the slowest kind of activities that can possibly be done. Isn't there something we can do to bring many people together, or in some way advance this entire process, so that we don't have these problems every 5 or 7 years?
Well, I think that's exactly right, and I think we have more of an opportunity this time than we have ever had to take out the volatility in our system. Once we look at the efficiencies and once we look at what we can cut, if there's a number left over, I get a good sense that we can make some progress in that area of getting the volatility out of our system and broadening the tax base.
Let's talk about the situation. If both gubernatorial candidates keep to their word and don't raise taxes, won't we be in exactly the same situation we were in 4 years ago, where basically the legislature rewrites the budget? I should say 2 years ago, where the legislature rewrites the budget, and you know they have the ability to raise taxes if they have a two-thirds majority. That's also the number that's available to override a governor's veto. Doesn't that make the governor somewhat impotent?
Well, I think we're in a similar situation, and but luckily, I mean, that is our system of government where we have checks and balances. So I think it's just going to take Nevadans like myself working with other Nevadans, not Republicans, not Democrats, to figure it out. And I hope that we can take some of the partisanship out, no matter who the governor might be.
You know, I've always wondered if we might be better off if we reached out to, you know, groups of bankers and others that are professionals in this area, to see whether or not there's something that they could add to this that we haven't just found, you know, the holy grail. We need to find a way to actually step forward and do something different, because right now we're in this dead-end cycle.
Well, I think we have been doing that over this cycle. That's what's nice. We've reached out to banking, we've reached out to mining, we've reached out to business, we've reached out to labor. All the areas to talk to them about specifically what could we do better. And I've been through this drill a couple times, and it seems as though this time we're more on track with those folks all realizing that we have a problem and that we need to solve the problem, that we can't have a workforce without education, and 53% of our budget is the education component. So I think people are very interested in solving this problem.
All right, let's take a break. More with Majority Leader John Ossegara right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones, even the National Guard. And Reid never has and never will support Social Security for illegal immigrants. He wrote the bill opposing it. Remember, it's Sharon Angle who says she'd wipe out Social Security and Medicare, and Harry Reid who's protecting it for Americans.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assembly Majority Leader John Osagera. As you were saying in the previous segment, that you've got business and labor and mining and all these other groups coming together. The reason that they would be coming together is to raise, or potentially have to raise money. So I go back to my original question, which was, do you think that if both gubernatorial candidates end up with sticking to a no new taxes pledge, that it renders the governor impotent, and therefore it is the legislator's job to actually write the budget again?
Well, actually, Sam, I don't think that the only reason they would be getting together is to raise revenue. One of the reasons they would be getting together is to look at efficiencies in government and look at the reform side or the checkbook side of the picture first. Another reason they would be getting together is to look at what we can do to expand our economy, what we can do to bring new businesses here. Those are two critical parts of that puzzle as well. So there's more than just raising revenue that's on the docket.
You know, one of the areas that really, really gets hurt every time we have this cycle is K-12 education. And Sean Whaley, he puts out this this report that he does on a regular basis. And one of the things that he found in the data was that 13 factors remain the reason for reforms. Nevada is earning a C in academic standards, but a D in retaining effective teachers. We're going backwards in some areas, and maybe K-12 is one area where we can step in and start to make some affirmative steps forward so that we can at least start to branch out. That's one of the major areas where our expenses are spent, as you know.
But definitely, I think education reform is part of that reform package. We have to make sure that the most effective teachers are staying, and we have to retain those folks. We have to audit again, as we have in the past, but to audit to make sure that we're meeting our performance standards. So I think education reform is an absolute critical part of this big picture.
You say there's a need for education reform. What kind of reform would you like to see?
Well, just that. I think that we have to retain our best teachers, so I think eliminating teacher tenure would be high on the list. I think looking towards figuring out how we rate our students, if you will, on performance I think, audit of the school district to make sure there's no bloated middle management waste. Those are a couple off the top of my head.
And actually, I think those are very good, some very good pieces to put together. I think K-12 education, and to the extent possible, even reaching into the colleges that the state has, would be a good area. Education, in my estimation, is the key to what we're doing. And frankly, it should be, because that's where the most money that comes from taxpayers comes from. I think you're on the right track on that area. In fact, I'm pleased to see you make those statements.
Well, thank you. I also think, obviously, that way. I think we have a fairly good business climate. I think we're ranked in the top five in the country as far as our business climate. That doesn't mean we don't need to do more. We do need to do more to make sure our regulatory scheme is good for businesses, to attract new businesses. But businesses won't come here without a good education system, and consistently they say we do not have a good education system.
Let's change topics here. I wanted to talk about the war that appears to be going on between the private sector employees and the public sector employees. And was there ever a day that you thought that firefighters would come under the kind of withering attacks that they've taken, especially down in southern Nevada, over the last year or so?
No, I don't think that I'd ever thought that there would be the challenges we're experiencing now. But firefighters, just like all public employees, are going to need to tighten their belts to get through this economic situation.
And what kind of manner do you think they should be tightening their belts in?
Well, I can tell you, as you know, Sam, I'm the assistant fire chief in North Las Vegas. We've cut our budget by over 6% in the last year. I don't know what the total is over the last 2 years, but it's probably in double-digit figures. We haven't hired. We've turned in vehicles. We've cut salaries. We've cut benefits. And I think across the board, we're probably going to have to do that with other agencies as well.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. I'm sure you must be looking forward to February greatly.
Well, I don't know about that, Sam.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much, John Oseguera. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Nevada, for years we've been ripped off and dragged down. Maybe you can't find a job, afford your mortgage, or pay your electricity bills. And I'm angry, because the big banks and other powerful interests have always gotten their way. They crashed our economy, and now they've recruited Brian Sandoval to run for governor. They'll just keep holding Brian Sandoval's hand. But I'll hold them accountable. This is our state, not the special interests, and I'll be your governor, not theirs.
Are you ready for this?
Check this out.
Now, there's a movie channel that has the movies you love and so much more.
It's really good.
This TV.
Come to daddy.
Big stars.
Snap out of it.
Big movies.
Run this show.
Big entertainment. On one channel. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
Sneaking across our border, putting Americans' safety and jobs at risk. And what does Harry Reid do? He comes out opposed to Arizona's tough new immigration law. Nevada families struggling with the nation's highest unemployment. Harry Reid, he votes to give special tax breaks to illegal aliens and to give illegal Social Security benefits, even for the time they were here illegally. Harry Reid, the best friend an illegal alien ever had.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Galtney, the economist, is here. Andrew Barbanin with NevadaLabor.com. And political scientist with Truckee Meadows Community College, Fred Locken. Your thoughts on Majority Leader Asagira's comments?
I don't know. I'm really, really frustrated at this particular point. I think someone has to stand up and think outside the box. I was sitting there watching the presentation and the discussion and thinking the biggest mistake I ever made in the state of Nevada was when Marvin Sedway called me into the office and said, we need to separate community colleges from universities because we need to industrialize the base in this state, and it won't happen as long as the regents are running higher education in the state. And I said, no. Went away at that particular point. Yet I'm thinking back, thinking somebody several years ago needed to think outside the box as to how to bring a change in the economy of the state. I don't know that that was the right answer. That's not my point. My point is we have continued to do the same thing over and over again, as Scott pointed out in the previous discussion, and ended up with the same answer. And we are here again,
Mr.
going through it again.
I wish Marvin Sedway were still with us. The solutions are relatively simple. You will find them in my February Sparks Tribune column entitled Suing for Schools. I intend to continue to build a coalition to sue the state of Nevada for breaking the law by illegally underfunding education and thus provide political cover to the legislature when they have to raise taxes. That's just hardcore reality. The solutions are sitting right there. You raise the mining tax, you raise the gross gaming tax. As far as lack of economic diversification, in 1998, Northern Nevada jobs based on the gambling industry were 17% of the job base, 17%. This year, last year, they're 16%. We have diversified here in the north as best we can. Las Vegas has not. But the legislature is going to have to make some hard decisions. And, Sam, you didn't ask Asagira the key question when he was talking about the plans of the candidates for governor. He mentioned looking at cutting out the dead wood. You didn't ask him what the dead wood was, because I submit there ain't much left,
right,
except to maybe start a fire.
Well, I don't envy any of this leadership. I mean, they are facing, I understand why the gubernatorial candidates say no new taxes. I wouldn't stand up for election and suggest that that's going to be the solution. No one seems to promote the real reform that we need in rethinking our tax base. Everybody seems to be looking at the counties and cities now to come up and plug the hole. And as has been suggested, they'll just simply pass on the taxes. We do need some visionary thinking, but we're in the bottom of this recession, not coming out of it. None of the information suggests that we would want to be in the situation that they're in.
The latest buzz out of Gomorrah South as of a week ago is sales tax on services now.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wanted you to respond to my question to him that, you know, if both of these gubernatorial candidates stick to their pledge of no new taxes and there's obviously a need for revenue, when you just look at the numbers, there is obviously a need, doesn't the legislature just become in charge again?
It sure does. And it's the worst kind of budget building. I mean, we have a lame duck governor shaping a budget that nobody's going to want. So, I mean, we have an interesting legislative session coming anyway. But trying to restructure that budget in that very short legislative session, and frankly, with gubernatorial candidates that have taken this notion that they're not going to provide this stand-up-and-be-counted leadership, really forces it on the legislature to do. What we don't know is what the November election is going to look like in terms of whether we'll have those same, you know, overwhelming majorities that make it easy, or if we're going to actually have to see parties work together and talk to each other. I'm not sure they're capable. I've told my students this is one of the most dramatic moments in Nevada's history.
Go ahead. Actually, you know, there are so many good legislators that are there, Sheila Leslie and Debbie Smith and a number of people that are there. The problem is that you can't get enough of them together so that they can, you know, they can put together the changes that need to be made without having various groups try and toss everything out of it.
We're at the point where we're going to begin to beat on each other. There's a rumbling
already.
Actually,
I agree with that point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Rather than come up with a solution. Public schools have a constitutional right. People have a constitutional right for that. You don't have a constitutional right for higher education. This will pit higher education and public schools against each other. What we should be doing is looking at the new technologies to figure out how to deliver this product at less cost, more effectively. Fred's in this business, and I think it needs to be vastly expanded.
Fred, I mean, you know, how much savings could there be done by doing more technology? Because you teach a lot of your classes online.
Well, all of the Nevada institutions now have really stepped up and are offering substantial online and technology-based learning. Colleges like Great Basin College, 51% of their FTE now is done using technology. All of us have high numbers. And frankly, I think it is part of the solution going forward out of necessity. We are looking at a 5, 7, 10-year recovery period in the state of Nevada, but we still have educational needs, still the challenge to diversify the economy. Technology can fill that gap, and I think can reach a lot of working Nevadans and a lot of unemployed Nevadans to help start transforming this economy in a new direction.
Okay, we've only got about 15 seconds left, but I want to go around the table. 14.4 unemployment rate, that's the official unemployment rate released today. It's probably well above 20%. Your thoughts?
Quickly. Actually, I think that we're in the biggest hole that we've ever been in my history.
Right. Our economy is completely redefined. We need to get going.
There's hope on the horizon. Watch for my new barbed wire TV shows.
Government can be a burden to this, or it can be helpful. It's very critical that the right decision be made in this session.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones, even the National Guard. And Reid never has and never will support Social Security for illegal immigrants. He wrote the bill opposing it. Remember, it's Sharon Angle who says she'd wipe out Social Security and Medicare, and Harry Reid who's protecting it for Americans.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
On the next Face to Face, John will be back and we'll bring you another debate between candidates for a seat on the Clark County bench. And we'll have the latest from people in the know right here on Nevada's Information Network.
60. 30.
75. 65.
It's not just a number, it's a revolution.
I'm a 30.
I'm a 25.
Your sleep number.
My sleep number is 50.
I'm a 90.
Because even though 9 out of 10 couples demand different degrees of firmness, only one bed delivers that. The sleep number bed.
My sleep number is 35.
And I'm a 60.
After we found our sleep numbers, it brought us back together again in the same bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side.
Now that we have the bed, we have one less thing to argue about. Because I got my soft bed, she's got her firm bed.
My sleep number is a 35.
And mine's an 80.
But now that I'm pregnant, it's a 50.
Mine's still an 80.
The sleep number bed, a revolution in sleep. But it just could be a revolution in marriage.
I actually enjoy sleeping next to my husband now.
Find your sleep number settings together. Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. And you'll only find the sleep number bed in one place, a sleep number store near you.
News 4's Fact Finder team, going the extra step to get the facts.
Is there a problem with this system in that the fire department is not prioritizing these calls?
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders.
Coming up next, a debate on women's reproductive rights.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.